top of mustard.
Turnip leaves, turnip greens.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And what do you call corn that you just chuck and cook and eat with your hands?
Corn on the cob.
Okay. And what's a little animal that's black and has a white stripe down its back and smells terrible?
Black and has a... Is an owl that be in the house?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Polecat.
How about another little animal that's pretty small, say about this big, or I guess trying to get bigger. And they live by the water, and they hop, and they croak.
Frog.
Okay, and are there different names for frogs depending on whether they live on the land in the water?
I really don't know.
They have frogs?
I think it is. Yeah, both frogs, and then what would you call the other thing?
Toad frog?
Toad frog, that's right. You know more about it than I do.
I've been hearing what people are saying because all these. And a little frog that makes a chirping noise. And some people say, yeah, that's a weird question. Some people say that you can tell when it's going to rain because of these frogs.
Oh, the frogs, but I never did hear anybody call the name. I mean, I never didn't know what the name of those frogs was. We just saw the frogs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably not in your field. What do you call ordinary worms that can be used for fish bait?
Ordinary worms.
Uh-huh. Not the really big ones.
The one that you dig?
Yeah.
We call them ordinary worms.
Okay. Are there any worms that are bigger than that that are supposed to be really good? Or are earthworms the
bait? There are large acid worms, you know, some of them are larger than others.
Huh.
And other than those, I don't know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, what do you call an insect that sends out light on and off in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
Okay, and how about another insect with a long body and it's a really thin body and it has big eyes and filmy wings? It hovers over ponds and lakes. This is a poor drawing of one.
A bear and a spider, is it?
No, it's supposed to be, well, I think it should have a really skinny body, about this long maybe.
Oh, that flies?
Yeah, well.
You're not talking about a mosquito, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Huh.
Right. And what do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud or dirt?
Dirt diver.
Okay. And what are some nuts that ripen underground?
Nuts that ripen on the ground. I don't know.
I wouldn't have known this either. You know what nuts ripen on the ground?
Pecans?
They don't ripen on the ground.
Peanuts.
Oh, under
the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry. What did you think? Did I say something else?
On the
ground.
On the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry. Underground.
Well,
do they ever call them anything else around here?
No, they're peanuts.
Uh-huh. Goobers?
Yeah, have you heard people call them goobers or pinders?
I've heard them call them pinders, but I haven't heard them call them goobers.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And suppose a boy is similar in appearance to his father. If the boy has the father has a big nose and the boy has a big nose, you could say that the boy, his father?
He's just like his father.
Okay. And how about if instead of looking like his father, he acts like his father? You could say that the boy...
resembles.
Okay. And what do you call a woman who helps a childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Helps with childbirth?
Uh-huh.
A midwife.
Okay. And suppose a city person came to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
City Smithers.
And how about the other way around? If a city person, no, a country person went to the city, what might the city people call him?
Old country boy.
Okay, and how do you...